issues concerning the Sabbath. Every time I raise the issue of the Sabbath on television or radio, we generate more male and listener interest than on any other single Christian issue. And the Friends of the Sabbath in Australia have organised another annual conference. You might remember the very explosive Mr. Dr. Bakayoki here with me, Dr. Samuele Bakayoki, last year. And we had a fabulous time together. Well, I'm very pleased to announce that with me tonight is a visitor from the United States of America, Ron Dart. Welcome to our program, Ron.
Oh, thank you, Gordon.
Now, first of all, you are well used to studios like this. You have a widespread radio program?
It's not terribly widespread. I think I'm on 60 stations across the United States. It's not networked at all yet.
Now, what is the theme of this program?
My theme is basically Bible study. The title of the program is Born to Win. The idea is that God doesn't really put us here to
now,
lose.
Now, Born to Win sounds very much like a book or two that I might have read.
You might have.
That has to do with management and has to do with promotion and has to do with successful living.
That was a total accident, actually. I had no knowledge of any of that until long after I had chosen the title. And, of course, that has to do with business. But my approach is that God expects us as Christians to be overcomers. And if you overcome, you win. So he expects us to win. And
so my book, called How to Be a Winner...
We're about on the same wavelength.
Might be on the same wavelength.
Very much so.
However, in that program that you do on radio, what kind of issues do you tackle?
Well, the program is fundamentally Bible study. I am right in the middle of a Matthew series right now, verse by verse of the Gospel of Matthew. But periodically,
That on television every week...
No, on radio.
No, I'm on television.
Oh, on television.
Every week, doing Matthew's Gospel.
No, I didn't. They didn't tell me that.
Consecutively.
Didn't tell me that.
Now, Ron, what are you doing following all my ideas?
I don't. Well, you know, they say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Isn't that interesting? But anyway, we're both working on Matthew's Gospel.
Well, but in addition, I salt the series with topical matters as they come up. There was, for example, this terrible situation of a young couple who gave birth to a baby in a motel room and then threw it in a trash dumpster that happened.
I read that. That's a very good illustration.
Yeah, and I took that as a topical thing for the program.
The value of life.
The value of life, exactly.
And it also with euthanasia. We get rid of them at birth, and we're trying to get rid of them at death.
That's exactly right, and with abortion.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to do a topical program on what we call partial birth abortion, which is a major problem in the United States right now, major issue,
very
political
late
issue.
Late-term abortions.
Yes, where they deliver the baby partially and then kill the child before delivering it.
I remember on this program, as some of our leaders, some of our listeners will remember, we had a young woman by the name of Gemma, now about 20 years of age, and she was aborted and dropped in a bucket and actually thrown out and was picked out of rubbish because she made a cry by a nurse who took her home. And Gemma today travels the world telling her story.
Oh, I'd love to hear her story.
The aborted fetus that lived. An incredible story. But Ron, you're here for a special conference.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
The conference is Friends of the Sabbath. We've, looking around and looking for people who have things in common, we've hooked up with the Seventh-day Adventists and the Church of God Seventh-day in the United States and elsewhere, and we've tried to organize conferences to pull people together to talk about the things that we have in common. All of us are Seventh-day Sabbatarians, and yet for various reasons we tend to be separate and keep ourselves separate, and I don't know why it is, but there's a suspicion that tends to look across the lines and the boundaries of church organizations. And the Friends of the Sabbath idea was to get people together, talk about common ground, and to help people understand what we believe.
Well, most Sabbatarians have been on the fringe of the major churches.
Yes.
They've been regarded as sects or small groups because they've got a theological difference on the worship on the Sabbath. However, you may have identical mainstream Christian beliefs.
Well, but the thing is that the actual observance of a Sabbath day, there's nothing unusual about that. I'd say it's very mainstream, and I remember as a boy growing up in a Protestant church. that the deacon who would get up and lead in prayer would thank God for this beautiful Sabbath morning on Sunday morning.
Well, that's exactly where confusion occurred, particularly, for example, with Scottish Presbyterians, who always have a Sabbath school, a Sabbath Sunday school, and so on. So the word Sabbath, which actually applies to a Saturday, and I don't think there's any, you know, from sunset Friday through to sunset Saturday, I don't think there's any disagreement about that anywhere in the world.
No, there really isn't.
The real question is whether Christians worship on a Sabbath or whether they worship on the first day of the week, the day of the resurrection. That's been the issue.
Well, it's a part of the issue. The other part of the issue is that the Sabbath, the original Sabbath command, says nothing about worship. It's not designated as a day of worship. It's designated as a day of rest. And we feel that there's a very important thing for families. And the idea of the Sabbath in Scotland and Ireland and elsewhere, where you would find a no Sunday fishing sign, after I'd gotten out looking for a place to go fishing, was that we should rest on that day. We should not be pursuing our own
normal
pursuits.
Activities. And, of course, this is a great measure for personal health.
Oh, indeed it is. And I don't know how things are in Australia. But in the United States, it seems more and more families are holding down, well, both members, my mother and father, are holding down a job, even though they have children. And they're working sometimes two jobs in a family, three jobs in a family. And the harried nature of things, they're just wearing themselves out.
So half of our world in Australia have both people, both adults in the family, unemployed. The other half have both of them holding down two jobs.
That's
and for exactly the same reasons, both of them are stressed.
That's correct. That's correct. And the idea of the Sabbath is not so much our day of worship, although it is. It's that it's a day of rest, a cessation from labor, of looking for communion with God, of having time for God. How does a man find time for God in this world we live in nowadays?
So you've all this weekend been meeting with Friends of the Sabbath throughout Australia, and those programs have run very well?
They have indeed. And one of the nicest things about it is that in any church organization or church, you tend to fall into narrow thought patterns. You see things the way you have always seen them, and you think of them the way you have always thought of them. And being able to get together with people who have not been looking at things the same way you look at them has been so helpful for us. Helpful in every way.
Let me raise one group of Sabbath observers around the world that have gone through a lot of sadness within themselves. Mm-hmm. It's been the followers of Herbert W. Armstrong and the Worldwide Church of God. Have you got any insights on that at all?
Well, it's very difficult to say. I've been separated from the Worldwide Church of God. I was a personal friend of Herbert Armstrong. I knew him well. But I've been separated from that organization for nearly 20 years. And what has happened subsequently, I've only learned about really at a distance. But it appears that the leadership of the church about 2 years ago completely overhauled church doctrine. And my impression was that they did this without really giving an awful lot of thought to how they were going to help their membership make the spiritual and mental transition from where they were to where the leadership was trying to take them.
So you ended up with a lot of very upset, disappointed, dispirited, confused Christians belonging to the Worldwide Church of God.
Yeah,
some of those have gone to different groups, but a lot of them, I'm afraid, are not going anywhere. They're still looking for direction.
The majority of them are not going anywhere.
I understand that because a lot of them listen to this program.
I'm not surprised.
So what do you say?
I would say to them that they should be true to what they know. You know, they have known God. They have experienced Him. They should remain faithful to what they know. And Herbert Armstrong...
Keep looking at the scriptures?
Well, Herbert Armstrong always used to say, don't believe me, believe the Bible.
And ultimately that's what they're being told to do.
Yeah.
Look at the scriptures. Let me just ask a final question about the whole issue of the Sabbath. Is this, which was a big issue in the early 1900s and the 1800s, is this a dying issue or is it a resurrection issue?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't think it's a dying issue. I don't think there's any chance of it dying. A resurrection issue, we will see, because I really think that one of the things the Friends of the Sabbath are trying to do is to resurrect interest in it, to cause people to look at it afresh, look at it new, and perhaps find ways by working together to make people more aware of the value of coming to the end of a week stop working, stop the hassle, and take a little time for God.
I've got no argument with that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, Rondart, you're going to get up and walk out of the studio now, and you're going to leave me to handle those people who are ringing me up saying, why don't you believe the scriptures and worship God on a Saturday?
I have the greatest confidence that you'll handle them very nicely.
I've been speaking with Mr. Rondart from the United States of America, who has been the keynote speaker at the Friends of the Sabbath conference held throughout this weekend.